With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Fall and winter are the times when we often see smoke from prescribed burns in New Mexico's forests. That's when winds don't typically kick up and other weather conditions are ideal for clearing dead wood, excess pine needles, and small trees, according to fire officials with the U.S. Forest Service. Dennis Carroll is the fuels program manager with the Santa Fe National Forest. He describes how fires naturally burned every 10 or so years before suppressing them became the norm.
Fire happened historically frequently, and when it did happen, it was low severity. And the difference of what has brought us to where we're at today is the element of fire suppression and removing fire from the landscape. And in the Santa Fe area, you see fire disappear from the record in about 1890, more or less. It's 1890s. Without that fire in place, or without that process happening on a relatively frequent basis, what's been allowed to happen is ingrowth of trees and other vegetation and accumulation of dead and down fuel, which changes the profile of the fuel and the forest condition, what's out there, in that now when a fire wants to happen or is going to happen during a drought like we've had this last year or in very extreme conditions, it's going to behave very far out of character from what it would have historically.
Carroll says historically, forests had about 100 trees per acre. Now, ponderosa pine trees number 500 to 1,000 per acre. Once lightning strikes or people are careless and cause a blaze, those thicker stands of trees burn intensely, creating their own weather patterns, destroying old-growth trees and ruining the soil. Tomorrow, we'll talk with Dennis Carroll about controlled burns that aim to prevent catastrophic forest fires. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.